Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Episode 34. Salve! Io sono Mark. I'm Mark and I'm delighted to be back with another episode of Coffee Break Italian for you. As you know, in this final batch of lessons, we are following Katie as she visits Italy and uses the Italian that she's learned in Coffee Break Italian in a variety of situations. Today, we're going to be listening to a conversation recorded at breakfast. Allora, siete pronti? Cominciamo! Now, one of the important things about learning a language is that you don't get too used to one particular accent, and it's important to get as much exposure to other accents as possible. And you can do that by listening to radio or indeed to podcasts, or you can find YouTube videos online with Italian speakers from all over the Italian-speaking area. Now, in this particular episode, we encountered a waiter who was serving us breakfast, and he had quite a specific accent. In certain parts of the north of Italy, particularly towards the French border, you sometimes find that the R sound becomes a little more like a French R, like a R. So instead of allora, sometimes you hear allora. And you'll hear this R sound in the dialogue with our waiter in today's episode. Don't let it put you off. Again, you need to get exposure to different types of accents. In this dialogue, you'll hear me and you'll hear Katie, but you'll also hear the waiter with his slightly different accent. And we also got chatting to a man who was sitting at the table next to us. Let's have a listen to the dialogue in its entirety. And then, of course, I'll help you understand everything in the dialogue by going through it with you afterwards. And we'll try to slow some things down and explain some things in various ways, because there was lots of fast Italian in this dialogue. Let's have a listen now.
Buongiorno, fate colazione?
Buongiorno, sì, siamo due.
Quali camere avete?
La mia è la camera 208.
E la mia è la camera 233.
Perfetto, volete sedervi dentro o fuori?
Preferisco stare in terrazza.
Va bene, venite con me. Prego, questo è il vostro tavolo.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Vi porto il menù. Ecco il menù.
Grazie. Grazie.
Qualcosa da bere?
Per me una spremuta di arancia, per favore.
Per me un caffè macchiato.
Mi dispiace, la spremuta d'arancia è finita.
Ok, che cosa avete come succo di frutta?
Vediamo, abbiamo succo alla mela, alla pera, all'ananas, alla pesca.
Prendo un succo alla pera allora.
Perfetto, parlate molto bene italiano.
Grazie, sto imparando da 10 mesi.
Brava, io non parlo inglese ma vorrei imparare, arrivo subito con il caffè e il succo.
Buongiorno.
Ciao,
salve. Salve.
Di dove siete?
Siamo scozzesi. E lei di dov'è?
Io sono italiano, di Milano. Sono venuto qui a Orta per lavoro.
Ah, che lavoro fa?
Sono un avvocato. Siete qui in vacanza?
Sì e no. Stiamo lavorando un po' e stiamo anche visitando un po' le attrazioni turistiche e la regione. Fa bel tempo oggi, siamo fortunati.
Allora, il succo alla pera per lei e il caffè macchiato per il signore.
Grazie.
Volete qualcosa dal menù?
Prendiamo qualcosa dal buffet.
Molto bene, servitevi pure.
Buon appetito.
Grazie.
Grazie. Anche a lei.
Allora, or should I say, allora, how was that? Hopefully you've understood quite a bit of this dialogue. Obviously we came in, we asked for a table, and we were shown to a table and got the menu. And then there were some drinks ordered, and then the waiter went off to get us our drinks. At that point, we started talking to a man at the next table, and he was in Orta on business. Then the waiter returned with our drinks and asked if we'd like to order something, and I suggested at that point that we would just have something from the buffet. Okay, we're going to listen to the conversation again. This time, if you're using our video version, then you'll actually see the transcript of the conversation on the screen. And that way you'll be able to follow all the words and phrases, particularly those fast bits. Don't worry, I'll go through everything afterwards so we'll all understand exactly what's going on. Let's have a listen again to our conversation.
Buongiorno, fate colazione?
Buongiorno, sì, siamo due.
Quali camere avete?
La mia è la camera 208.
E la mia è la camera 233.
Perfetto, volete sedervi dentro o fuori?
Preferisco stare in terrazza.
Va bene, venite con me. Prego, questo è il vostro tavolo.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Vi porto il menù. Ecco il menù.
Grazie.
Qualcosa da bere?
Per me una spremuta di arancia, per favore.
Per me un caffè macchiato.
Mi dispiace, la spremuta d'arancia è finita.
Ok, cosa avete come succo di frutta?
Vediamo, abbiamo succo alla mela, alla pera, all'ananas, alla pesca.
Prendo un succo alla pera, allora.
Perfetto, parlate molto bene italiano.
Grazie, sto imparando da 10 mesi.
Brava, io non parlo inglese ma vorrei imparare, arrivo subito con il caffè e il succo.
Buongiorno.
Ciao, salve.
Salve.
Di dove siete?
Siamo scozzesi. E lei di dov'è?
Io sono italiano, di Milano. Sono venuto qui a Orta per lavoro.
Ah, che lavoro fa?
Sono un avvocato. Siete qui in vacanza?
Sì e no. Stiamo lavorando un po' e stiamo anche visitando un po' le attrazioni turistiche e la regione. Fa bel tempo oggi, siamo fortunati.
Allora, il succo alla pera per lei e il caffè macchiato per il signore.
Grazie.
Volete qualcosa dal menù?
Prendiamo qualcosa dal buffet.
Molto bene, servitevi pure.
Buon appetito.
Grazie.
Grazie. Anche a lei.
Okay, hopefully this time that was a little better and you understood a little more. Let's split it up now and we'll talk through each part of the conversation. To begin with, the waiter says good morning, buongiorno, and then asks us a question.
Buongiorno, fate colazione?
Buongiorno, sì, siamo due.
He says, fate colazione. Fate from the verb fare, and it's the voi form, the you plural, because he's talking to me and to Katie. Fate colazione. Colazione is breakfast. Prima colazione, officially, the first collation, and la colazione can be used just for breakfast. So, are you having breakfast? Fate colazione, literally, are you doing breakfast? Fate colazione. And Katie replies, yes, there are two of us. Siamo due. Literally, we are two. See if you can listen to this next part and try to work out what room numbers we both have.
Buongiorno, sì, siamo due.
Quali camere avete?
La mia è la camera 208.
E la mia è la camera 233.
The question was, quali camere avete? Which rooms do you have? Una camera. due camere, and the word for which in this sense is quali. Quali camere avete? Which rooms do you have? Did you get the numbers? Listen one more time.
Quali camere avete?
La mia è la camera 208.
E la mia è la camera 233.
So Katie's room is la camera 208, 208. And my room is 233, 233.
Quali camere avete?
La mia è la camera 208.
E la mia è la camera 233.
When you're listening to a conversation like this, or indeed taking part in a conversation, more importantly, then try to think of the context and try to think of the situation that you're in. And therefore, you can almost guess what some of the questions or the things that people say might mean. In the next part, we've got a question. Have a listen to this question, and you can listen to my answer and see if you can work out what the question means.
Perfetto. Volete sedervi dentro o fuori?
Preferisco stare in terrazza.
Va bene, venite con me.
You may have heard the word terrazza, and that's a terrace. So we're talking here about where we're going to sit. The waiter asks, volete sedervi dentro o fuori? Do you want to, from the verb volere, do you want to sedervi? Sedere is to sit, and because it's sitting yourself, do you want to sit yourselves dentro, inside, o fuori, or outside? Volete sedervi dentro o fuori? And my answer was...
Preferisco stare in terrazza.
Va bene, venite con me.
I said preferisco, I prefer, stare in terrazza. I prefer to be on the terrace. Preferisco stare in terrazza. And therefore the waiter said, venite con me. Come with me. Venite con me.
Prego, questo è il vostro tavolo.
Grazie.
Vi porto il menù.
So we followed the waiter, and then very quickly he says, prego, questo è il vostro tavolo. This is your table. And he adds in, I'll bring the menu. Vi porto il menu. Again, he's speaking pretty quickly here. Let's listen to that little section again.
Prego, questo è il vostro tavolo.
Grazie.
Vi porto il menu.
Vi porto, to you, I bring, or I carry, literally, portare, vi porto il menu, I'll bring the menu to you. So he brings the menu and says, here is the menu, using that word ecco, ecco il menu, ecco il menu. Again, he's speaking very quickly. Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Here at Coffee Break Italian, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Vuoi fare un po' di pratica? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your Italian to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect, or in Italiano, la pratica rende perfetti. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian. A presto allora!
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Listen to the next section.
Ecco il menù.
Grazie.
Qualcosa da bere?
Per me una spremuta di arancia, per favore.
Per me un caffè macchiato.
Mi dispiace, la spremuta d'arancia è finita.
Okay, so here he's asked qualcosa da bere, something to drink. Qualcosa, literally something, da bere, from to drink, something to drink. Would you like something to drink? Katie asks for una spremuta di arancia, a freshly squeezed orange juice. And I ask for un caffè macchiato, a coffee, a little coffee, an espresso coffee with a dash of hot frothy milk. Un caffè macchiato. Now there's a problem with the spremuta d'arancia. Listen again.
Qualcosa da bere?
Per me una spremuta di arancia, per favore.
Per me un caffè macchiato.
Mi dispiace, la spremuta d'arancia è finita.
The waiter says, mi dispiace, so we know something's wrong, I'm sorry. La spremuta d'arancia, la spremuta di arancia, è finita. The freshly squeezed orange juice is finished. There's no more, there's none left. Katie then asks if there's an alternative, perhaps something to do with un succo, a juice.
Mi dispiace, la spremuta d'arancia è finita.
Ok, cosa avete come succo di frutta?
Vediamo, abbiamo succo alla mela, alla pera, all'ananas, alla pesca.
Prendo un succo alla pera, allora.
Perfetto.
Katie's question is, cosa avete come succo di frutta? What do you have, the plural form, because she's talking to all the people in the restaurant. What do you have come succo di frutta? As juice of fruit. So what kind of fruit juices do you have? Cosa avete come succo di frutta? And did you pick up any of those flavours that the waiter suggested? Let's have a listen again and see if you can identify all four flavours.
Ok, cosa avete come succo di frutta?
Vediamo. Abbiamo succo alla mela, alla pera, all'ananas, alla pesca.
Prendo un succo alla pera, allora.
Perfetto.
He says, vediamo, let's see. And then he goes on to say, abbiamo succo alla mela. Una mela is an apple. Alla pera, pear. All'ananas, that's pineapple. And alla pesca, that's peach. So four different types of fruit juice. And did you pick up which one Katie went for?
Abbiamo succo alla mela, alla pera, all'ananas, alla pesca.
Prendo un succo alla pera, allora.
Perfetto.
She went for a pear juice. Okay, at this point, the waiter gives Katie, or indeed both of us, a compliment.
Parlate molto bene italiano.
Grazie. Sto imparando da 10 mesi.
He says, parlate molto bene l'italiano. You speak very well the Italian. You speak very good Italian. And we both thank him, and Katie adds some extra information using that da, the expression that allows you to see how long you've been doing something for.
Sto imparando da 10 mesi.
So she's been learning Italian for 10 months. And the waiter continues and says, brava, brava, well done. And then he says something about his own language skills. It's quite tricky, have a listen.
Brava, io non parlo inglese ma vorrei imparare, arrivo subito con il caffè e il succo.
So he said, io non parlo inglese, I don't speak English, ma vorrei imparare, I would like to learn. And of course, in his accent, that becomes vorrei imparare, which is quite tricky for someone not used to that type of accent to understand. I would like to learn, vorrei imparare. Then he said that he'll be back immediately with the our drinks. Arrivo subito con il caffè e il succo.
Brava, io non parlo inglese ma vorrei imparare. Arrivo subito con il caffè e il succo.
Okay, so far. Now, at this point, the person at the table next to us starts to speak to us. He begins by asking us a question.
Buongiorno.
Ciao,
salve.
Di dove siete?
Siamo scozzesi. E lei di dov'è?
Io sono italiano, di Milano.
So this man asks us, where are you from? Making conversation. Di dove siete? A question we learned early in the Coffee Break Italian series. Di dove siete? Where are you from? Kitty says that we are Scottish and asks him, where are you from? E lei di dov'è? Did you pick up where he's from? He said, io sono italiano, I'm Italian, di Milano, from Milan.
E lei di dov'è?
Io sono italiano, di Milano. Sono venuto qui a Orta per lavoro.
Now this is using grammar that we've not yet covered. He says, sono venuto qui a Orta. I came here, or I have come here to Orta per lavoro, for work.
E lei di dov'è?
Io sono italiano, di Milano. Sono venuto qui a Orta per lavoro.
Kitty asks the natural follow-up question, what do you do? What work do you do? Che lavoro fa? And she's using the lei form, che lavoro fa? Of course, if she were being informal with someone, perhaps a younger person or someone her own age, she would say che lavoro fai. But because this person is an older person, she says che lavoro fa? What work do you do? Let's listen to this part.
Ah, che lavoro fa?
Sono un avvocato.
Did you pick up what job this person does? He is un avvocato, a lawyer. And he then asks us a question.
Siete qui in vacanza?
Sì e no. Stiamo lavorando un po' e stiamo anche visitando un po' le attrazioni turistiche e la regione. Fa bel tempo oggi, siamo fortunati.
So he's asked, are you on holiday? Siete in vacanza? And I give an explanation saying yes and no. Sì e no. Have a listen again to what I said and see if you can work out all the different things I mentioned.
Siete qui in vacanza?
Sì e no. Stiamo lavorando un po' e stiamo anche visitando un po' le attrazioni turistiche e la regione. Fa bel tempo oggi, siamo fortunati.
So I've used the ando form. Stiamo lavorando un po', we are working a little. E stiamo visitando le attrazioni turistiche. So we are also visiting the tourist attractions e la regione and the region.
Stiamo lavorando un po' e stiamo anche visitando un po' le attrazioni turistiche e la regione.
And I go on to say something else, something about the weather.
Fa bel tempo oggi, siamo fortunati.
Fa bel tempo. It's nice weather. Fa bel tempo oggi. It's nice weather today. Siamo fortunati. We're lucky. At this point, the waiter returns with our drinks.
Allora, il succo alla pera per lei e il caffè macchiato per il signore.
Grazie.
And he asks a question.
Volete qualcosa dal menù?
Prendiamo qualcosa dal buffet.
Molto bene, servitevi pure.
The waiter has asked, volete qualcosa dal menù? Do you want something from the menu? But I suggest that we'll just have something from the buffet. Prendiamo qualcosa dal buffet. And the waiter invites us to help ourselves. Servitevi pure. Just help yourselves.
Volete qualcosa dal menù?
Prendiamo qualcosa dal buffet.
Molto bene, servitevi pure.
And finally, the man at the next table tells us to enjoy our meal when we get started.
Buon appetito.
Grazie.
Grazie. Anche a lei.
And there we have the whole conversation. Let's go back through the whole conversation now and listen to it one more time. And this time you'll understand absolutely everything.
Buongiorno, fate colazione?
Buongiorno, sì, siamo due.
Quali camere avete?
La mia è la camera 208.
E la mia è la camera 233.
Perfetto, volete sedervi dentro o fuori?
Preferisco stare in terrazza.
Va bene, venite con me. Prego, questo è il vostro tavolo.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Vi porto il menù. Ecco il menù.
Grazie.
Qualcosa da bere?
Per me una spremuta di arancia, per favore.
Per me un caffè macchiato.
Mi dispiace, la spremuta d'arancia è finita.
Ok, cosa avete come succo di frutta?
Vediamo, abbiamo succo alla mela, alla pera, all'ananas, alla pesca.
Prendo un succo alla pera, allora.
Perfetto, parlate molto bene italiano.
Grazie, sto imperando da 10 mesi.
Brava, io non parlo inglese ma vorrei imparare. Arrivo subito con il caffè e il succo. Buongiorno.
Ciao, salve.
Salve.
Di dove siete?
Siamo scozzesi. E lei di dov'è?
Io sono italiano, di Milano. Sono venuto qui a Orta per lavoro.
Ah, che lavoro fa?
Sono un avvocato. Siete qui in vacanza?
Sì e no. Stiamo lavorando un po' e stiamo anche visitando un po' le attrazioni turistiche e la regione. Fa bel tempo oggi, siamo fortunati.
Allora, il succo alla pera per lei e il caffè macchiato per il signore.
Grazie.
Volete qualcosa dal menù?
Prendiamo qualcosa dal buffet.
Molto bene, servitevi pure. Buon appetito.
Grazie.
Anche a lei.
And that's it for this episode of Coffee Break Italian. I hope you've enjoyed it. Now, if you would like to access that video version and indeed the transcript, the lesson notes and bonus audio materials, head over to coffeebreakitalianplus.com and you'll find out all you need to know there. È tutto per oggi. Allora, grazie molte e arrivederci. Ciao, ciao! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.